My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So John Lopez, Reggie Atatula are here. They are in the loop, and it is time. It is time.
Pay your debts!
To pay your debts. The Lannisters and the Lopezes always pay their debts.
Yes.
So for those who don't know, John Lopez, proud alum of Texas A&M University, myself, proud alum of the small parochial school in South Bend,
yes,
Indiana.
Sure.
Our small parochial school.
Former student, by the way. Seth knows that.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we were able to overcome all the odds, being a 3-point underdog.
Oh, and Lord.
What though the odds
you're gonna
be greater
say the Irish,
small.
You're going to say the
what
luck of the Irish.
Though the odds be great or small. I don't want to give
little
away
leprechauns.
I don't want to give away any more lyrics because the time has come because my school beat your school.
Yes.
You made this bed. This was your bet.
It was like from a listener, yes.
Yeah, okay. It's from a listener. So shortly, you're going to put on the Notre Dame football helmet at 10 o'clock.
Such as it is.
Yes. Yeah, let's take a look. Show it to the show it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That suffices. That's like a Notre Dame helmet from like back in the 70s.
This is a Rudy.
Swapping paint was going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of CTE in that helmet right
this
there.
This is my helmet.
You mean just leftover residual, the stuff that didn't seep into the brain? Yes.
As Mark Vandermeer pointed out on Twitter, boy, that explains a lot.
Yes. Right.
Seth, I think I told you this yesterday. I had a coach, my defensive coordinator. I was an end. And he said, always lead with your hairline. Always.
Yeah.
Always
yeah,
lead with your hairline.
And then after practice, you devoured salt tablets.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Even after the NCAA started making it a rule that you get these instructions on how not to hit, I can remember coaches basically like almost like throwing a pamphlet at us and you're like, yeah, whatever.
All right, so you're gonna wear that helmet during the show. It's starting at 10.
Yes. I started wondering about headphones, but we'll figure that out.
Okay.
Oh yeah, forget you don't have the in-ear joints.
That,
yeah.
At least the first hour. Yeah. I don't think we're playing. Oh, we are playing audio in the first segment.
John, yeah. Oh, well. Have you tried that on yet?
Okay, I did last night. First time since 1979 when I walked off the field.
Well, there's one thing. Did it fit? Because they shrink over time.
They do. I took the ear pads out.
Oh, okay.
I had to take the ear pads out.
Okay.
But it fits now. It fits my head. The ear pads were a no-go.
So you're
I'm surprised that even made the difference. Of course, you were probably on a lot of Diana Ball back in the day.
Still is. Look at the guy.
I know.
He's an Adonis.
Yeah. But they gave me this helmet after the last game.
Okay.
So I kept it.
And you said someday, 40 years from now, I'm going to have to put this on my head with a wager. All right, so the other part of the wager we need to do right now. You are going to sing the Notre Dame fight song.
I am.
Which you have said you know by heart.
Because wait, no. You got to have your headphones on because you got to hear the music.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've got music.
Well, how am I going to do that with the helmet?
Just hold it up to the
helmet. The helmet will get on the start of the show.
You can do the helmet at 10 o'clock. You can just...
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
you want to do it with the helmet?
Right,
okay.
Look at him.
Okay, gotcha. Do you want music underneath this or no?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You are ready
to turn your mics
like a 6-2 stack monster.
Yeah. Turn our mics. Okay, so... Ben, I'm going to count you with my fingers. 1, 2, and on three, hit the music, okay? And John, on three, you start singing. Ready? Okay.
Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes cheering her name. Send a volley cheer on high. Shake down the thunder from the sky. Though may odds be great or small, Old Notre Dame will win overall. And her sons and daughters, what is it? No. While her sons and daughters, while her loyal sons and daughters march on to victory.
I don't know that they've politically correcticized the song and put the daughters in there. I think it's, I've always known it to be, while her loyal sons are marching on to victory.
Even Sister Ambrose taught me. While her loyal sons and
daughters. She was changing the lyrics to the song.
Well, she was a woman.
Yeah. That is
was she now?
That is true.
Like, let me tell a little story about, I was thinking about Sister Ambrose today, because the only reason I know the lyrics by heart is because of her. She made us sing it every Friday, all year long. And she was really, really old back then.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how old. Not her grandfather. Her father fought in the Civil War.
Wow. Okay. Did she go to St. Mary's?
Yes.
Okay, that's the girls' school right across the street. Yeah. She was a SMIC chick. St. Mary's College. That's what we called them. We called them SMIC chicks.
I recognize that that's all on the up and up, but that sounds like it's a problem.
A problem.
The idea of saying a SMIC chick. I don't know. It just sounds wrong.
Maybe. I mean,
I don't think it is.
It's the first time I've said it in like 35 years, so who knows?
It just hit my ear wrong.
Somewhere along the way.
I'm disappointed. I stumbled on While Her Loyal Sons and Daughters March on to Victory.
Okay.
But I knew most of it.
Yeah, no, you did good. You did good. Yeah. The only other part was you said, though may the odds, it's what though the odds. That's a well, actually.
Okay. Yeah,
you did great.
Thank you.
You did phenomenal. You look ridiculous.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, come on. Snap up the chin strap. Look like you're ready to play ball.
Now that, Seth, I don't know if I can snap up.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're missing some snaps, aren't we?
Oh, we're missing some.
If you're, you know what, John, as somebody that you grew up Catholic and what have you, before you became an Aggie, were you ever...
Oh, John can't hear you at all right now, Seth. This is incredible.
Okay, never mind. Headphones on. Yeah.
Let's see if we can figure this out. We're gonna
say that again, Seth.
No, that's right. I was just curious about, like, because you're a young Catholic kid. You know, was there ever a time where you dabbled in the Notre Dame fandom?
I used to like Lindsey Nelson on Saturday mornings, the highlights.
Yeah, the highlights. That's what a lot of people say.
And it's a touchdown.
Yeah, yeah. They were quite the national team. They still are.
Yeah.
This
chin strap's got to go.
Okay. Well, you just got to keep the helmet on as well. All right, so if you want to see how ridiculous John looks, get onto the YouTube and the Twitch, and let's blow this thing up. All right, we're over. We got to let you guys start your show because there's a lot of stuff going on. Seth, antibodies to you, Mike.
Antibodies, and Brandy just texted me. She says John has a pleasant voice, so good job.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. You ought to hear me singing mariachis.
Yeah, I believe I have a
panty dropper.
All right.
Hold on a second.
The Marvin Gaye of mariachi.
About Brandy. This is,
Mariachi Marvin Gaye.
That's the wife we're talking about.
Good nickname.
I didn't say hers.
Okay. All right, we are done. We're out of time. This is going to be fun in the loop today. Reggie Atatula, John Lowe. Oh, by the way, you're listening to KLT and KLT HD2 on Odyssey Station. Reggie Atatula, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, they're in the loop. John looks ridiculous, and they start now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That was MVP, man.
All of that is 100% correct.
That's why they gave you the helmet.
You were the MVP of the team?
Of the defense.
Of the defense. Yeah. Look at you.
The MVP, special teams, offense, and defense got their helmets.
Look at you. What position did you play?
Defensive end.
Okay. Yeah. You're a beast.
Come on.
Start your show.
We are in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I want you to know the first note that I wrote on this program on this Wednesday, Mariachi Marvin Gaye. I'm going to find a way to work that one in. Fig,
you'll hear me. You'll
Fig, just how ridiculous does this man look? Actually, you're only seeing the back. You're not getting the full perspective.
Oh, I'm looking on YouTube right now.
Very good. Which you should all look on YouTube or Twitch. YouTube.com/ Sports Radio 610. Twitch.tv/610Houston. The place to see.
This is ridiculous.
It is.
Looking at you through my face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you still got 4 hours, big buddy.
What was the last time you put that on?
1979, not counting this morning.
Okay, very good. I hadn't considered until you brought it up.
No, I can hear now. See, I opened them.
Okay,
I'm good.
I kind of loved the image of you holding one ear to the ear hole of the football helmet. So, yeah, exactly. You look like you're operating like the original phone that Alexander Graham Bell was working with. It is going to be hilarious.
Hey, a bet is a bet.
It is a bet, and you are a man of your word. You're holding it down for 4 hours with an antiquated bike helmet on. Not a bike helmet. The company bike made a football helmet.
This thing, I forget now. Like early in the season when we would run sprints and practice, your neck would be so sore after that.
Yeah, you're
because it's heavy.
Yeah, the helmet looks like it weighs about 40 pounds.
It's heavy, man.
Okay, so it's a neck workout as well. You're just going to have a real strong, just J.J. Watt looking neck by the end time we're done with this program. Yeah. I am excited for it. Sean did mention there's a lot of things happening. There are a lot of things happening as we're in game week, getting a little selfie in as well. Oh, my goodness. We're just in a great place here. In the Loose Sports Radio 610. How are you feeling right now, though, with it on? You feel like you're going to go the distance here?
No.
Already? Already? No, he's not. Don't do that, Sean. Don't let him off the hook.
No. Yeah, I can go the whole distance. I just want to make sure the show is good and people take me seriously. The second part might be a little bit more difficult.
Did people do that before? Or just
they really didn't.
Okay, I'm asking. I don't know.
They really didn't.
We just need a serious topic to talk about right now and get John's opinion on it.
That would be a nice thing. Unfortunately, I didn't stack it quite that way. Yeah. What's beef is the first thing we're talking about because, look, obviously game week, you're starting week one against the Indianapolis Colts and it's kind of funny because you said that you honestly weren't thinking about this until we started getting into this week.
Yep.
The beef that it seems like is between these teams, but particularly between C.J. Stroud and the linebacking core of the Colts.
E.J. Speed and C.J. Stroud, and I just was being honest with you guys, it was like just in June when the Stroud was on, what podcast was it, Figgy?
He was on $1 million Worth of Game.
That's right.
With Gilly the King and...
there's so many podcasts.
Yeah. It's E.J. Speed was on with Kay Adams.
He was.
There's beef in this game.
Big
time beef between C.J. Stroud and E.J. Speed. Like, C.J. Stroud basically said that guy ain't nothing. No, he like, we'll hear it. He said that guy had his chance, and now he's talking. He ain't nothing. E.J. Speed said, hold on a second. I'll show you the play that I sacked C.J. Stroud.
All right, well, rather than you telling us this through the face mask of your high school helmet, let's hear from the actors involved, right? C.J. Stroud, obviously. I think it seems like, if I'm not revising history here, C.J. Stroud is the one who brought this beef to the fore.
Yes.
And he did that, as you mentioned, $1 million Worth of Game podcast. I hope I got that right.
Yeah, that's right.
C.J. Stroud talking about E.J. Speed, the linebacker for the Colts.
Like my boy EJ Speed, but it's a ton of dudes. It's not just EJ. He with my agent, and I tell him this to his face. I don't even tripping. But like a lot of dudes come to these podcasts. Oh yeah, I'm coming to hit. I'm gonna hit CJ in his face. I'm gonna get him next year. Why don't you do something? Like where I'm from, we say, why don't you ain't do something where you was mad at? You was mad right there, my do something.
Right.
You could have made hella plays, bro. Right. You could have made plays, dog. Right. You could have shut me up right there, but you didn't.
Right.
So what make you think you're gonna do it now? And if you do, I'm gonna come back, bro, for real. This ain't for no play, bro. I'm like, come on,
God
man.
Got him in that mode.
You got me,
in that
mode. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is the mode I've been waiting to get. Like, I'm gonna slam CJ on his head. Ah, like,
Man,
you should have did that then, bro.
Right.
Now we're gonna have another opportunity, and we play them first game of the year. Ooh. I'm excited. The Colts. Yeah. We play them at their place. It's gonna be rocking. Indy hates me already, and I love it. So.
All right, talking a little Cole Cash.
I'm
I appreciate
you,
it,
man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I do love that he started with my guy and like agent,
and then torched him.
Immediately was like, I say it to his face. And yeah, I thought the start of it was like fairly mundane. Just like, yeah, man, you know, dudes talk big, and then
then he got in that mode, as Tank Dell said there.
That's exactly it. It felt like he got into the place where he was like, I'm just gonna take this to the fullest extent of where I could. And so that got the beef rolling, at least publicly. I don't even know if that like felt like beef to start with. It felt like, yeah, okay, we're in the full mode.
Yeah.
We got the full mode. By the way, this track, Tupac was talking crazy.
He was, man.
That's why the phrase run around like he think he Pac now was, because Pac was out here talking crazy. And in that vein, do you feel like CJ was talking crazy there?
Not well, a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's talking.
It is
crazy
for a quarterback, man. Yeah. We got to remember, like, what other quarterback do you know that was like talking cash ish like this?
I like when he goes, because I'll come back and I'll blah blah blah. You know, that
right?
I like it. I like it, but he was talking cash ish for a quarterback.
I always love a player that like seems to try to lean into the villain role, and I feel like there are two categories in that. The dude who you can tell actually really enjoys being the villain, or the dude that's trying to convince himself that he enjoys being the villain.
No, this was it.
You think because at the end of that, CJ goes, yeah, Indy hates me and I love it.
Yeah.
I'm not certain. And look, love CJ. I'm not certain that he's in category one. He might be convincing himself, in my estimation. I could easily be wrong.
You think
he loves being the villain?
That wasn't fake.
Okay, no, for sure.
That was not fake. That was not putting on a show, like trying to be tough or posing or whatever. No, that was legit. Like, and I don't know about the Indy hates me part, but everything else, like, Tank saw it, and Tank has seen it before. He says, you've got him in that mode, man.
Yeah. Okay, so with that being the case, EJ Speed apparently took some level of umbrage with CJ Stroud getting out here and saying that, you know, he ain't really keep that same energy on the field.
Actually matched up very well versus Texas.
Okay, explain that to me. Tell me how.
I'm on the field. Let's get that clear. I'm on the field. And then, you know what I mean? We got our guys. They made some big moves in the offseason, though. I give them that. I got a bone to pick with the Texans. So they said I didn't make any plays. So I gotta put the proofs on the pudding, huh?
Yeah. And CJ Stroud likes to talk.
Yeah, that's his thing now. That's his thing. He likes to pop his shit.
He likes to pop his bleep.
He sure does.
EJ Speed was, they're going to be at it, and they're going to see each other a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to see each other a lot.
I do enjoy that there is this vibe, especially because sometimes in promoting a particularly NFL game, the matchup, quote unquote, is not a matchup. It's like quarterback versus quarterback, and they don't never see each other.
No, this is a matchup.
This is a matchup.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny because it started here, but I think the place where it actually got spicy was when Zaire Franklin, because EJ Speed, I think he kept it relatively respectful. I think he just spoke to, like,
I got a bone to pick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, man, you was talking about me not keeping that same energy. Okay, you came directly at me. It became a little bit iffy.
Mm-hmm.
Zaire Franklin, though, I think he took it to another level.
If you could have a beef with any team in the AFC South, would it be the Titans?
No, because I already smacked them a couple times. It really be Houston. I'm not going to lie to you. I love CJ, man. I support our young brothers at quarterback. But he's CJ, he didn't say a lot of wild stuff to me in our run-ins, you know, at the Super Bowl, at All-Star.
What did he say?
Many times, and he feeling himself. But look, he in Tokyo, so congrats. I'm happy for you, but I need to see that boy again. And What did he say?
Because I kind of like the side of him that I see when he's on the pod with Micah. Because Micah just says whatever. And CJ, he's got that dog in him, dude. You could just tell, like, that's kind of who he is.
Well, we were talking, and he was, you know, how the Super Bowl is at Radio Row. You know, it's big, all that stuff going on. So he had the XM radio right before me. And he was on there talking about how he cooked the Colts in both games. And I saw him, and I pulled him aside, and I was like, you know, when you play Anthony, it was like 28-7 in like the second quarter. We were kind of blowing you out. I mean, we were playing cover two shell, you know, 2-minute prevent for two quarters and a half. So like, yeah, you threw for 300 yards, but you were getting
blown out. That's not a cooking.
Yeah, and he was like, bro, I ain't cook you. And I'm like, look, if that's what you consider a cooking with the loss, I mean, congratulations. And, you know, and then I have to remind him as well that he's never beaten Anthony. So.
I love this. You're a psychological warfare guy. Because this is why I know we would have had some fun, dude. Because you like to poke motherfuckers, I can tell.
So there you go.
This is good.
I think it's really good.
It's really good.
I think it's really good. And I do appreciate he started out with, you know, I love supporting our brothers in the quarterback.
But.
However. and I do find this to be really fun because it's pertinent. It matters because Zaire isn't wrong that first game, they were on CJ's ass. And that was really, I mean, a true rookie CJ. Second game of his career in the offensive line. I mean, you had... And we'll talk more about this because I went back and rewatched these games. Like, the offensive line was not doing their job blocking it up. Yeah. But you definitely saw a progression the second time they played and the ways he got after them. And so, part three is going to be really fun this week when it comes around.
Yeah, and this is why, you know, when I remembered this last night, I'm like, oh, man, I forgot about the beef. But here's the other thing. It matters.
Yeah.
You know, I asked you guys before the show, does it matter? To me, it matters. Like, CJ Stroud is going into this game, obviously, you know, game plan and wanting to win and all that. But he knows that he's playing Zaire, Speed, and Richardson because they called him out on all three of those things. They called him out on all three of those things. So it's going to be some chattering. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and one thing is it's very evident that CJ likes talking. But CJ also very much has the capability to back it up. He's not one of those dudes that talks from a place of like not having a level of a leg to stand on. He feels like that, and he absolutely does have a leg to stand on. So it's not just talk for him. I think that it's a challenge. And one of the things that you talk about with the maturity that CJ shows is that like those challenges are things that he's more than willing to try and get up for. And so I think that that's going to make this even more fun, and it should be, right? In a division game, it should have that level of intrigue just based off of the personal feeling of this, right? It's one of the things that people clamor for in all sports. It's one of the reasons why people talk about the NBA feeling like it's not in the same place, as they feel like there isn't that personal beef that happens there, and you've got that in spades in week one.
Well, and here's the best part of all. You know, part of me doesn't want this to happen, but part of me really would love for Anthony Richardson to be really good. And we get this for 10 years, man.
Oh, yeah.
We get this for 10 years of big-time quarterback, talking bleep. I mean, it's just getting started. Like Zaire and Speed are not old. You know, I mean, this is stuff that's going to be going on. Like, this is good for them, for the division, for the NFL. You know, my biggest rival is still the Titans for separate reasons. But on the field, I would love for this to be, like, what's a good, more, you know, recent quarterback team, you know, they're both playing at a high, maybe Miami and Buffalo a little bit, maybe in the last couple of years. You know?
I'm sorry. My brain immediately defaults back to like, and this is super high level that Anthony Richardson would really have to boom for us to get to that place. But I immediately default to Manning Brady, kind of the way that we
that's
about
what
those.
Ultimately that's what you hope.
Right.
Yeah.
But
this is in division.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is in division.
Right.
And by the way, this helmet is coming off. It's really
what? You're already quitting on a helmet?
Look at my head.
Yeah, you. Oh wow, you got lines in your head, and you've had that on for what, 20 minutes?
I got a headache, Figgy. Look at this.
Dang.
All right, what's the rule in Fig? Do we let him get breaks? Is that what we're doing here?
Or Sean gave me he absolved me.
What'd he do? What'd he say?
He said, don't worry about it. Look, this, I'm going to have a headache all day if I can.
Hey, wear the other helmet.
You want to wear the other helmet?
Yeah. Right,
we'll give the other helmet a try because you got to be wearing a helmet. It just feels wrong to not have you wearing a helmet all show.
You ain't about to weasel your way out of this.
Yeah, we got
to
pay off.
Oh, much better.
That's much funnier, too.
If you're not.
This is the Newt Rockne.
Oh, wow. If you're not watching the Twitch
Buckle
or the YouTube,
chin strap up.
This is what I was going to give Sean to wear if the Aggies won. I can't feel. I'll put it on later.
Yeah. John Lopez is now wearing what I imagine is the leather helmet that I'm guessing they wore in what, like 1925 or something.
This is what Sean was going to wear.
Continue to pay off his bet after A&M lost in Notre Dame.
This weekend. That's a no the rest of the show.
Okay.
It was crushing my head.
Very good. All right. Wow. What a time. I'm trying to do professional broadcasting.
I am too.
Yeah, you know you are. That is fair. I'm just, the point I wanted to make is I don't think I'm doing all that great because I'm having to look at this helmet thing going on. And I realize this would be as much of a hurdle for me to get over.
Yeah.
Look, one segment down.
We'll
see how we continue to make it through with a helmeted John Lopez, Figgy, and myself, Reginald Atitula, in the loop right here. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get our question of the day as we got Adam Spillane at 1040. Daniil Hunter, goodness gracious, has made a lot of money, but he still drives a Nissan. So what is your dream car, or like what are you holding on to? What thing or car or are you holding on to that you probably should get rid of? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.